reached a time in our meeting to, for our public hearings, and before we proceed with our public hearings, I would like you to listen very closely to what our esteemed counsel, Mr. Robertson, has to say regarding our conduct.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As stated by Mr. Wheatley, this is the time and the place for the scheduled public hearings before the Planning and Zoning Commission. These proceedings will be conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission that were adopted in 1998. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meeting to view the commission's deliberations and voting on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings and follow the directions of the chairman. If you have a cell phone, pager, or other telephonic device with you, we ask that you take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman. The director will then review the application and any agency comments and correspondence that has been received. The applicant will then present its case to the commission to explain the application, and at that time may present any exhibits or testimony that supports the application. During the applicant's presentation, the commission may question the applicant and its witnesses. When the applicant completes its presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. We ask that if there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, they identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on public comment or to terminate testimony that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. The commission may ask questions of both supporters and opponents, but no direct questioning or cross-examination of witnesses or applicants will be permitted. All questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission may direct the question to the appropriate person if the commission thinks it's necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir. Our first public hearing is conditional use 1656 ML Joseph Construction.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district and a C1 general commercial district for the grinding of vegetative materials and mulch storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 20.88 acres more or less, lying on the east side of U.S. Route 113, approximately 1,000 feet north of U.S. Route 113 and Road 432 intersection, Road 432, also known as Stokely Road. For the benefit of the commission, I'll pass down copies of a packet of information showing a site plan, some an aerial photograph, and some photographs of the site. That is a part of the record. Have a couple agency comments. First one being from the Department of Transportation in the form of a support facilities report dated June 1st of 2005, making reference to the present zoning and proposed use. The road given consideration was DuPont Boulevard, being U.S. Route 113 from Delaware 20 to Delaware 20 to Road 431 and U.S. 9 truck route. There's an annual average daily traffic of 19,799 vehicles per day. Traffic impact study was not recommended. Present level of service is level of service B, and that level of service will not change as a result of this application. From the Sussex Conservation District in the form of a memorandum dated May 15th of 2006 and signed by Debbie Absher, District Coordinator, we are advised that the site contains soil types of the Barra Pit, Keysborough Loamy Sand, Johnston Loam or Silt Loam, Keenansville Loamy Sand, and Rumford Loamy Sand. That there's no description for the suitability of the soils for the Barra Pit soils. The Easborough Keenansville and Rumford soils have slight limitations for development purposes. The Johnston soils have severe limitations. But the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation. That the farmland rating references that the borrow pit has no description. That the Eastboro soils are of statewide importance. The Johnston soils are considered hydric. The Keenansville soils are considered prime farmland. And the Rumford soils are considered of statewide importance. There are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, and that it may not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. It did also note that the applicant should check with the Army Corps of Engineers for regulated wetlands. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial infrared showing the site and surrounding area, and also a copy of a portion of soil survey map number 43. From the County Engineering Department, we're advised by memorandum that they make reference to the site, the location, the use, the size of the parcel, that the project is not within a county operated and maintained sanitary sewer and or water district, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Area Study or undertaking amendment will be required, that the proposed conditional use is within the boundaries of the Western Sussex Planning Area Study is currently in process with an expected completion time of summer 2007, and that the County Engineering Department currently has no plans to extend sewer into this area. And they add that a concept plan is not required. And that was signed by John Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And that's all I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Yes, sir. Good evening, everyone. My name is J.C. Owens of Design Solves Group, located in Milton, Delaware. With me tonight is Mr. Kenneth Adams, President of Melvin Joseph Construction Company. We are before you tonight to request a conditional use of the 20.88-acre site for the purpose of storing, grinding, and recycling of stumps and tree material from commercial and residential lot clearing activities. The site is currently zoned AR1 and commercial, and since the 1950s has been used for a borrow pit, material storage, equipment storage, fueling station, and weigh station for Melvin Joseph construction activities.
Here you refer to your aerial photograph. You can see where we have existing storage of material, equipment, and obviously the borrow pit.
The material will be brought to this site and stored until such time that grinding will occur. The material will be stored in an area approximately 4 acres in size.
We're proposing that stored in this area right here.
Melvin Joseph Construction Company estimates that the area will handle approximately 4 to 6 months of recyclable material and that grinding will occur approximately every 4 to 6 months. It will take approximately 1 week to grind and haul the recycled material off-site. The grinding and hauling operation will be handled through Edward K. Construction Company, and if I may, we have a letter of intent from my hand. Thank you.
Sure.
The hours of operation for accepting the recyclable material will be Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 6 a.m. till noon. All grinding operations will only be from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, with no grinding on Saturday, and will be closed on Sunday. Sorry about that. For fire protection, there is an existing irrigation pump on the southern end,
located in this area right here. And we also propose to install a dry hydrant somewhere in this area for fire protection services.
There's an existing entrance already installed that can handle the traffic of the trucks coming in and out. There are existing scales on the site that will be used for weighing the trucks entering and exiting the site. We respectfully request you look favorably upon this application.
All right, sir. Thank you. We'll see if anybody has any questions for you.
Mr. Johnson.
Hold on, sit down yet.
Got to ask somebody the question.
Okay.
Somebody have a question?
The materials that are going to be stored on this property until they're ground, is that coming just from Melvin Joseph, or will that be accepted from other construction companies as well?
I'd like to defer that to Mr. Adams.
No, it would be from...
Introduce yourself first.
Introduce yourself, please.
I'm sorry, Kenneth Adams, President, Melvin Joseph Construction. The material will be a combination of from our sites and from outside sources, either private or commercial sources from...
So other construction companies might bring their tree stumps and...
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a sense of how the materials will be disposed of after being ground?
On site, they will be ground one time, which basically cuts the quantity of it in half. It will be hauled off site, where it's proposed that Mr. K, he further processes it into yard mulch, basically, for homeowners' use.
So basically, it's being recycled?
Yes.
Once it leaves your site?
Yes, sir.
And will the grinding take place in a building or outside?
Outside. It's a portable machine.
Okay. Because I noticed when we visited the site, there appeared to be a building under construction.
Yes. That is for straw storage on our site works. We do a lot of seeding, and it's for the mulch.
And the purpose of your Saturday hours are for delivery of stumps? And
yes, just to accept material.
No further questions.
Mr. Cordy?
Is there any area now that handles this stuff?
In the area? I know Mr. K does in Seaford.
Seaford. But yeah. Nowhere around?
Not that I'm aware of, no, sir.
You feel it's a needed?
Yes, sir.
And you say private people can bring their stumps and stuff there, or?
Yes, only stumps and tree material.
Right.
Okay, Mr. Smith?
My question's been answered. Thank you.
No questions.
Mr. Lang?
Just to clarify your hours, the grinding activities would be, if I heard right, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.?
Yes, Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday?
Yes, sir.
And the other hours would be?
6 to 6.
6 to 6.
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. And what about Saturday?
6 to noon.
Okay, that's what I wanted to get clear. That's all I have.
Mr. Robertson.
Just describe for me a little bit what some of the neighboring properties, are there any residential properties or anything around there that would be affected by this?
If I may.
Sure.
Of course, the front 200 feet of 113 is all commercial.
Right.
We abut David Banks, his commercial site for lawn care equipment. Pep-Up has their commercial fuel area here. And actually, there is a farm field on the east side.
Okay.
And I believe there's a private residence back there. On the east side.
All right. That's the only question I had.
Yep. Okay.
Rick's got a question.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, Rick. I missed you. I didn't see you sitting down. You're so quiet.
I was hiding in a corner. Just a quick question. You said you're going to be accepting material from others. How are you going to guarantee that you only get natural vegetative material and not construction equipment, construction materials, and junk?
We would inspect every load. We'll have to put a platform by the scales where you would be able to get up above to see inside the load. Construction material isn't very perceptive of being ground in the machine. It wouldn't be to our advantage to get it, only because it would be hard on the equipment. It's just not conducive.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just to expand on that, this is going to be controlled somehow. It's gated. There's not going to be unlimited access to the... Somebody couldn't drive in there on Sunday afternoon, dump a load.
At the 113 entrance, I believe in the display, you'll see it's gated.
Right.
And there was actually a gate. Mr. Pepper put a fence up on that north side. But the rest of it's pretty much commercial there on that one end.
All right, sir. Thank you. If you gentlemen will take a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1656 ML Joseph Construction. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition of conditional use 1656? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll certainly invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you might prefer to just call the office in the morning.